Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies. Welcome to Unmask and Identify Radio. I am your host, Jeray Black. Today we are going to be talking to Erin Elise. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so excited to have you on. You know, it is a blessing that you are on. We were supposed to have this scheduled a couple of days ago, but, you know, God be the glory.
A moment to introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Sure. Hey, everyone. How are you today? My name is Erin Elise, and I specialize in writing, speaking, and motivating women all over the world. I am the author of a blog called breadcrumbsoffaith.com, where I help women to discover their path, their purpose, and their potential through Jesus, through Christ. And I've traveled for the past 2 years with my workshops, helping women to essentially discover and live the life that God has ordained for them to have. And so that's a little bit about me.
Mm-hmm. That's very beautiful. And I know that I read a lot about your blog and I fell in love because, you know, You bring such inspiration. You're welcome. You bring inspiration to the modern woman that kind of like really lacks faith and doesn't know where she's going. And, you know, for that, I applaud you because so many times, you know, we can put out, you know, a blog that is self-serving. And I never got that from your blog. I've always like, even if I'm going through something in my day, I'm all like, okay, well, I look up and then it'll be like a midweek pick me up from your email. I'm all like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to say? And I got that today, and I'm all like, okay, well, I have to make sure that I read that. So, can you tell us what you wrote about today, just like a little breakdown of it, so they can know what to go look for on your site?
Yeah, totally. For my midweek motivation today, I wrote about giving your baggage to God because I believe that a lot of us, we go through things in life where we feel like, you know, we're stuck with the pain of something. We're stuck with the memory of something. We're like stuck with the shame of something, right? And so I used to think that I was just kind of left to pick up the pieces of whatever was left in my life, you know, like, okay, well, I've had this messed up time. I've had this messed up situation happen. So let me just make the best out of this. And so today I was using that as an example to say that that's not what God wants for us. God does not want us to just pick up the broken pieces and just keep living in that pain or in that shame. He wants us to give him our burdens. He wants to make us free and he wants to make us whole. And so that's what today was about. And I actually kind of, that was a confirmation of a word that Sarah Jakes Roberts brought this past Sunday at One Church LA. I watch online. And so her word was about the man who was paralyzed, who was laying at the pool in Bethesda, and he had been there for 38 years. And so I just kind of tagged that at the bottom just so that they would have another word to reference as well.
Okay, beautiful. And I know that faith comes by hearing and by doing. And sometimes in our lives we can be so stuck at a pivotal point to where we keep on hitting our head against the wall. Can you share with us a moment in your life where faith really brought you through to just see God's hand in your life, not the circumstance, but God moving in your faith?
I would say that really, I mean, there's a lot of instances that I can think of. One that was like more recent would be when I first started my business, you know. I feel like we get like this glamorous idea of what it's like to start a business. And for those who really are entrepreneurs, like it's none of that. you know?
So, yes, definitely.
My business, right. When I started my business, I had only a set amount of finances for everything that I was trying to do. And so people would ask me to come and speak at these places, or I would be getting ready to travel or have to pay for something. And I never knew where my finances were coming from, but I would just declare that I'm going, you know what, God, I don't know how I'm getting to Philadelphia, but I know that you're going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to go to Spain, but I know that you're going to take care of it because you brought me up until this point. And so I know that you didn't bring me here to just leave me here. And every time I was proactive about what it was that I wanted, and I saw God follow through with the finances or with someone who did provide the finances, you know, that is one instance in particular that I can really, really say by me speaking it and making plans for it. Because I think sometimes when we don't make plans for what it is that we want, we don't really leave God anything to work with. You know what I mean? It's like,
that is,
oh, that's
very
sure
true.
Be nice.
That yes,
sure
that is
nice,
true.
Right. And so I realized, okay, I've got to speak it, and I've got a plan, like this thing is going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then that just means that maybe the timing is a little off, but I'm still going to speak it and plan for it. And every time I did that, for the most part, it always came to pass. So, yeah.
Yes, I have to really just say to our audience that, can I see the visual of you? She is like the poster child of cute as a button, but she comes packing with God. I promise you she does, because I like women that impact. I love women of God that are not afraid to speak his truth. And if you guys are privileged to ever look at her videos, I mean, every Friday, I don't care what I'm doing, I always go back to make sure that, you know, okay, well, what is she talking about? Because women, when you are in ministry, you always need somebody else to encourage you too. It doesn't have nothing to do with
Absolutely.
A physical connection, because mm-hmm. anybody can have a physical connection, but it's that spiritual connection that binds us as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I get mm-hmm. that from you every time. You don't lie. Because the spirit always, you know, recognize one spirit. And it's like you speak such truth, and transparency is everything when it comes to, you know, sharing your story. You really wholeheartedly impact, and I love that about you. How did you get there?
Well, first off, thank you. That last statement was literally a compliment, so thank you.
You're welcome.
How did I get there? Wow, that's a really we don't have time for that whole answer, so let me condense it.
Okay.
Let me condense it. How did I get here? I started out with a pretty intense childhood. You know, it was not all roses for me. I feel like a lot of people, you know, we kind of romanticize our childhood. I did not have one of those. I have maybe a few good memories that I can kind of hold on to. For the most part, I was very isolated. I was very, like emotionally abandoned. I was also being molested as a child from various family members. And I kind of shut down for a long time, right? And so then after I went through this shutdown period, I began to like rebel. So I went through the quiet stage, and then I just started rebelling. And so I got totally crazy, and my very first relationship was extremely abusive. And so I was in that situation for 2 years, and, you know, he was physically violent. He was emotionally violent. Any way that you can think of someone being violent, he was violent in that way. And when I finally got the strength to walk away from that, it took a while. You know, I went through a whole lot. And that was because I just didn't know myself. I wasn't close to God. I felt like God had forgotten about me. But I knew that I was alive for some reason. You know, I knew that I was, God, for some reason, left me to let me, you know, allowed me to still be here. And so I kind of held on to the fact that life could could be better than what it was at that time, and eventually began to like go back to school and kind of try and get my life together. But it, you know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way, a lot of poor decisions, just really interesting life choices that I kind of had to recover from. And eventually I moved to the state of Georgia through, it was a real faith move because I knew no one out here. I had $60 in my pocket. And I just started from the bottom up. You know, I literally built from the ground up, but this time around I did it with God. And I found a church, which was a place that I had never really liked growing up. I found a church at the right time with the right people and eventually began to develop a close relationship with God. I had started my business 2 years ago, and throughout that time, I began to share my story with other women. And it's pretty much just been a gradual ride up. So it's kind of a long-winded but very short and condensed version of of what is my life. So, yeah.
That, and you know what? It will take a long time because you sound like you have really, really persevered on everything mm-hmm. that you came through. And a lot of people don't live to tell what you have gone through, and I applaud you for that because I know that at some point in your life, talking about it probably wasn't easy, but when God heals, mm-hmm. He delivers. He doesn't do it a little bit. He does it all the way. And for the women that are struggling in their faith, your blog, The Real Thing of, it's just a title of what you chose, Breadcrumbs of Faith, because they say that in the Bible that we have to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. So it's like every time you go forth and the enemy tries to knock you back, you still got to go forth and, you know, plant seeds of, okay, God, mm-hmm. I know this has happened, but I know that you're going to see me through it. How would you minister this to other women to say, you know what, no matter what it looks like, because you just shared your heart, like, How do you encourage them to, you know, stay on their post when, you know, things are just going this way and that way? You know, how do you encourage them to hold on to God?
I think the main thing to always remember is everything is not what it appears to be. You know, we're in a specific place in a specific time going through things, whatever that thing is. And sometimes that thing becomes all that you can see. You know, that situation becomes all that you can see, and you're not able to see beyond that moment. And the wonderful thing about God is He knows every single moment that you will ever have in your life, and He's the one who ordained it all. And so when you are able to hold on to God in those moments where you can't see outside of the situation that you're in, what you're saying is, God, I trust you, and I believe that you know more than I do. You see beyond what I can see, and so I'm holding on to that. I'm holding on to you to get me through this time because that's all I can see. And it's just like what you said. It's faith. Faith is the substance of things unseen, right? It's the evidence of what we cannot tangibly touch or see. So when we hold on to God, we're saying, I believe that there's something more than this. And even if I can't see it, I trust you. So that's what I would say. I would say that that's why we hold on to God. And if you're struggling with that, to just ask God to help you in that area, to help you to see more than this moment, to help you to see beyond your pain and to help you to see beyond your circumstances. And He will. And at the very least, He will give you the strength to make it through that time.
That's beautiful. What is a day in the life of Miss Erin? Because you do so much, it seems like. You're the type of person that goes from you use the whole 24 hours, including sleep. So How do you, because I do, and I recognize that. Because it's like, when you pop on your Facebook page, it's like, bam, I'm right here. I just got in the car, but we are going to do this. Because while I'm stopping or before I'm going, I recognize that because I do the same thing. But how do you keep God first in your life being so busy?
That's a good question. I know who I am without him. And that is what keeps me in his presence. It forces me, it brings me to his presence every day because I know what my life is like without him. I know who I am without him. And I understand why I need him and why I love him. It's also love. It's not just like, I need, give me God. You know, it's, I love you. I thank you. And I always want to feel, I just want to constantly feel you near me because I've gone so long without that feeling growing up, you know? And so I just prioritize to be honest. I'm not great when it comes to time management. I can help other people, but when it comes to my time management, sometimes I'm like, I'm running. I'm figuring things out, and yes, I'm timely and I do things okay, but really what it is every morning I wake up, I pray. That's the first thing that I do. I pray, I read, I get my word, and then I move forward. I go exercise, I'm off to whatever else is next. But I just, the priority is because I know and I've seen my life without him. Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful. So it's, I recognize that in myself, but I never look at it like the way that you just broke it down. It's like, okay, Lord, here you are, and then here I am. If you move, then I don't want to go back to what I was before you. I let that resonate with me because that is very powerful. That's very, very powerful. How often do you write? Like, how often do you, is it once a week, twice a week? Because I really want women to connect with you because you have so much to provide from them through just your words, just whatever you do, because you are a blessed woman.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I write multiple times a week. On the blog, you probably would receive about 3 emails from me a week. If I have a feature for the week, you'll get that on Monday. I give you some midweek motivation on Wednesday. Thursday night, you can catch me on an empowerment call with my church, which is Next Level Worship Center. And then Friday mornings, you can catch me on Facebook Live. Also Thursdays, I do a post. I feel like that was so much information that people probably aren't going to remember.
They can always rewind it and get that.
Yeah. You can catch me. If you go on my Instagram or my Facebook, you will see my post and you can subscribe. And every time I do something, you will know. So that's just the easiest way to put it. But multiple times a week, you can catch me.
Now, I know that it says on your page that you are currently traveling on tour with your workshop. Where can we catch you? Like in what city and state?
Yes. So I'm scheduled to be in Savannah, Georgia, June the 16th. I recently kind of slowed down my traveling. I was traveling really heavily for the past 2 years. And so I'm kind of enjoying a break. I'm enjoying slowing things down, but I'm also finishing up my book right now. So to answer your question, Los Angeles will be after Savannah, but that won't be until the end of July. So June is Savannah. The end of July will be LA, and that will be the last week of July. I'll have a more solid date in a few days, but that's what I have up next. I'm just not planning too far ahead because I am determined to finish this book. So,
I know, that's right. And I know when you want crunch time, it's like, oh, my God, please give me the grace. When you have a lot going on, you want to make sure that everything coincides with one another because you don't want to let nothing out of place. So Trust me. I know that feeling. And it's like, okay, well,
yeah.
Your book is your baby. So you want to make sure that you give that the appropriate time too. Because I'm telling you, I've been pulling my hair out. So I understand. My hat's on to you. We need grace and faith to keep that. Because I'm all like, Lord, work and then more work and then write. And I'm all like, I missed the bed.
Yeah.
So trust me. I do understand. You've been through what most women are afraid to touch. How would you encourage somebody just to leave a relationship that you just talked about, or to, you know, get the strength to share and utilize their story to help someone else?
Firstly, understanding that it could happen to anyone if we are not aware. Some people trick us, and then sometimes we're not aware of the pain that we're not dealing with and what we attract, right? So firstly, we have to understand that if you're in an abusive relationship, there's nothing to be ashamed about. There's not something that's wrong with you that made you deserve that type of treatment. But the most important thing to realize is now that you are in that space, that you've got to get away, that you deserve to get away. You deserve a better life. And so I would seek God, but I would also seek active help, finding someone that you can trust, whether it be someone at a community center or on a hotline that you can call, like depending on your situation, you know, depending on how extreme it is. But finding someone that can help you get out of that situation, keeping communication open with God and praying for a way out. I would also say, I'm trying to remember the last part of your question. I'm trying. What was the last part?
It's okay. I'll help you. You covered the first part. It was just like, and how would you encourage them to use their story to help other women?
Yes. That's still a lot of that first answer. People need the truth. No one gets helped or have their life changed by someone pretending to have it all together. We have to remember that everyone is going through something. And the more honest we can be about what it is that we've encountered or what we're going through, number one, it frees us. We get freed in that process. It's powerful to be truthful. It's powerful to be vulnerable, okay? But people also need that. They need that authenticity, because you would be surprised at how many people portray that they have it together, and then people look at that and feel like there's something wrong with them because of where they are in their life. They're trying to measure up to something that doesn't exist. So when we're open and we're honest about what's really going on or what we've really been through, it gives someone else the hope and motivation that they can get to a better space in their life too, that they're not too far from that as well. That would be my response to those questions.
You are so right about that. That's where I was in my whole thing, because I never thought I would be doing what I'm doing because of fear. That's the one dead killer that you could have ruin your whole purpose in life is fear. And if you allow the enemy to keep your mouth shut. And it's just, it's that very situation to where you have to find your faith in God and you have to find your strength, because they go hand in hand. And like you said, you need to find somebody, you know, for the women that are going through that, somebody that they can trust, because you can't trust your situation, everybody, because that the very person that you trust can go back and tell the enemy where you are. I've seen it happen time and time again, and, you know, lives can be lost, so it's very important. And you, oh my God, you should be a therapist or something. I'm serious. It's like when you go, and I'll say that to everybody, because when you go through something, it makes you stronger. And when you tell your story every time, it frees up something else, because sometimes feelings that you don't deal with can be stuck and lay dormant. And then every time you share a little piece of yourself, it helps somebody else. And I'm very thankful for women like you that are not scared to shine a light on, okay, what they've been through, because it doesn't make us see, like, other people will say, I remember sharing my story. Man, I lost a lot of friends behind it. And I didn't understand why.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't understand. We've known each other for this amount of time. But when I start, you know, experiencing, you know, the separation, they was never for me in the beginning. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Lord, what are you doing? And so, ladies, if you guys are listening, if that's happening to you, just know that God has your back. And have you, the support system, how important was that in your life when you began to tell your story?
It's so important because you need to know that someone has your back. You need to feel like at least one person believes in you. And sometimes, unfortunately, it may just be God and you in your corner. But I struggled with that for a while because, like you said, there were people who, when I began to tell my story, to start speaking, to start doing workshops for women, people were like, what are you doing? And they were giving me, you know, strange looks and stopped talking to me. And I had to realize that some people cannot embrace where you're headed or who you're becoming, because all they want, the only version of you that they know is that broken version, and they can't get with the new version of you. And so I began to pray for God to give me the right women. And I have amazing mentors now. I have two amazing mentors who have been there with me through the way and have given me more than the individuals that I lost could ever give me. You know, and it's important to realize that when people step back from you, that they're actually doing you a favor, because you don't want to carry that dead weight. You don't want to have to convince someone, see, I can do it. See, I am worthy. See, it's like, no, you know, let the people that believe in you and that support you do that for them. But you don't have to prove yourself to anyone, especially when God is on your side.
That,
I hope that answered your question.
It did. You hit that right on the nail, because, like, that went with everything that I knew you were going to say. Because a lot of times people do look for a support system, and like you said, all you have to do is rely on God, because He knows everything that is going to happen, as you said earlier, in our lives. He knows when every tear we're going to cry. He knows the children we're going to have, who we're going to marry, who is going to be there in our corner. And the most valuable thing we have, there are three valuable things that we have as women: our relationship with God, our strength, and our truth. With that, that's all you need to be unbendable and unmovable in God. And I want to thank you. I really, truly want to thank you for sharing your truth. We have about 90 seconds left in the interview. If you can tell us where we can purchase tickets, you know, because I'm coming, because I'm from Los Angeles, to your workshop, I'll be there. If it's available, or if you're welcome, can you let us know that?
Yes. What you can do is follow me on social media. It's easier to just go to www.breadcrumbsoffaith.com. And as the events come up, I will have them listed in a new section of the website, and you will be able to purchase your tickets there. I don't have anything up currently as of now, but I will. So the best thing you can do is just head over there so that you're constantly, constantly in the know, and you're not looking for me. You're not looking for me. You know exactly where I am. So I just want to thank you for having me. This meant a lot. And I really appreciate everything that you do as well. And, you know, keep it up. Women, we need stuff like this. We need people like you. So thank you.
You're welcome. And as we're leaving, I just want to ask God that you protect Erin, that everything that she sets her hands to do, that you will make it profitable. Let her reach the woman, Father God, and everything that is trying to come up against her, send it back to the pits of hell. We love her. Reach out to her, ladies, because she is
phenomenal. Thank you again, and God bless.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.